here today. We have a lot of visitors with us, and we're glad that you're here. Hope that you can come and be with us at other opportunities. We have our Bible study at 9:30 on Sunday mornings and 10:30 worship and 7 p.m. on Wednesday evening. So you can come back and be with us again. That would be wonderful. And please fill out one of our visitors' cards if you haven't filled one out before. I have just a few announcements to make before we get started this morning. Michael and Beth Kane are out of town traveling in Georgia today, and that accounts for their absence. Very glad to see Dave Christie back with us. He had a bout of pneumonia over the past week, but he's feeling good enough to be out today. So we're very glad to see him. Have some good news that Kyle and Michaela Callahan are expecting. And so those of you that have been here for a while, remember Michaela that worshiped with us several years and was married back in May, I believe. I don't remember. But they have that good news, and it's okay for us to share that. Also, we mentioned at the beginning of our Bible class this morning, Patty and Sandy Kindleball have specifically asked for prayers for the situation in Zimbabwe. They've been involved in that region of the world for many years, but rain is very scarce there right now, and it's becoming a big issue with their crops. And so they have asked for special prayers on behalf of that situation. So remember that in your prayers, that they really need some rain in that area of the world to sustain their crops and their food. This morning, taking part in our worship, it will be Bob Harvey. We'll have the scripture reading here in just a moment. 1 Peter chapter 3, starting in verse 10 through the end of the chapter. 1 Peter 3, starting in verse 10. Elijah Biddle will have our opening prayer. Rex Biddle will be leading our singing. First song is posted over here, number 416. Noah Biddle will be presiding at the Lord's table, and Steve Friesen will have our closing prayer this morning. So we'll begin with a moment of silence, and then we'll have our scripture reading. And if you have any announcements that you would like for me to make, please let me know, and I will do that at the next opportunity.
Good morning. If you haven't yet, please turn to 1 Peter, the third chapter, starting at verse 10, which is the first section of 10 through 12 is a quote from Psalms, the 34th chapter, verses 12 through 16. He who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. And who is he who will harm you if you become followers of what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed, and do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. But sanctify the Lord God in your heart, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that when they defame you as evildoers, those who revile you, your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed they may be ashamed. For it is better, if it is the will of God, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. For Christ also suffered once for sins, for the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit, by whom also he went and preached to the spirits in prison, who formerly were disobedient, when once the divine long-suffering waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, eight souls, were saved through water. There is also an antitype which now saves us, baptism, not the removal of the filth of flesh, but the answer of a good conscience towards God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers having been made subject to him.
Bow with me, please. Our dear, most wonderful, gracious, loving, all-powerful, all-knowing Heavenly Father, we come before you at this time, at the opening of this worship service to you, mindful of the power that you hold, the greatness that you hold as well. Lord, we humble ourselves before you as we come to offer songs of praise in your name, to offer these prayers as brethren together, to learn more from your word. Lord, we ask that you be with us in every aspect of this worship, that we might be able to glean all that we can from it, and most importantly, that is pleasing unto you and in accordance with your word. Lord, we thank you so much for the gathering of the brethren here, the work that we do together, that we might be shining lights to the world of you, reflecting the light of your Son. Lord, we thank you for the provisions you made for all of us to be here this morning, for the health that you've given us here. Lord, we pray for those who are unable to be with us, that they might be able to return. Lord, we pray for, specifically, as been mentioned, for those in Zimbabwe, for the lack of rain that they've had. Lord, we trust in your control over the earth, and we ask that you be with them, if that be your will, and provide them with what they need and are asking for. But Lord, we know, as in all things, you love us and will take care of us, no matter what we think we might need. Lord, we pray for the Callahans, for Michaela and Kyle, as they bring new life into the world. We thank you for their faith. And Lord, we ask that you be with them as they have their family and allow them to bring them up properly and in the correct way, in righteousness in your word. Lord, we ask that you be with us, that we might be able to focus the rest of the service, that we might put away the cares of the world, that we might focus solely on you and your glory, that we might remember the sacrifice of your Son Jesus on the cross for our sins. Lord, we ask that you forgive us of our sins, for we know that we falter, but we are ever so thankful of the amount of mercy that you give us, the unfathomable amount of mercy. Lord, please keep us and allow us to not take a step without you. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Number 416. The theme of the song service this morning is I Believe. I Believe. Thank you.
Thank you. This time has been set aside for us this morning to partake of the Lord's Supper, and I would like to encourage you this morning as we do so to recognize the bread as His body and the fruit of the vine as His blood. And in a moment, I'm going to bless and break the bread as we see Jesus do Himself in the Bible and gives us example of. And I encourage you to picture and think on His body that was broken for us and the pain that He had to endure during that sacrifice for us so that we could be redeemed of our sins. And in the same way with the fruit of the vine, recognize it as His pure blood that was shed on the cross for us. And without recognize that without it, we would be lost. And it's because of that blood that we're able to have a relationship with the Lord and a hope of a home in heaven one day. So at this time, let's go to God in prayer for the bread. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before You now in remembrance of Your Son, in remembrance of His sacrifice, and specifically at this moment, His body that was broken, the pain that He had to endure, and His willingness to do so for us. And we thank You for that. And we pray that as we partake this morning, that it's pleasing in Your sight, and that we are pure of heart and mind in our intentions. And it's in Your Son Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Let's go to God in prayer again. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you again in remembrance of your Son, in remembrance of his perfect blood, and the necessity of it, and how he willingly allowed it to be shed for the remission of our sins, so that we can be covered and have a relationship with you and be able to talk to you and to live our lives in connection with you through him. We pray that as we partake of this fruit of the vine, that we recognize it as that blood, and that we partake of it in a worthy manner, in a way that is pleasing in your sight. We pray all this through your Son, Jesus' name. Amen. This concludes the Lord's Supper.
This time has been set aside for us as members here to give back a portion of that we've been blessed with. And as a visitor here, this is not a solicitation of funds, but but you can take comfort in that if you do decide that you would like to give some, that it will go to the furtherance of the Lord's Word and the work here. Before we go to give, let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you now, very thankful for all of the many blessings that you give us with in our comforts of life and our ease of life here in this country. And we thank you for all of it. We pray that we don't take these things for granted, but are able to use them to further your word and your works in this world and in this congregation. We pray that as we give, that we do so with the right hearts and the right mindset. And we pray that all this money goes to your work. And we pray these things through your Son Jesus' name. Amen.
turn to number 726. 726. This is the fourth sermon today. 726. I believe it was all in life. This is in three or four times we'll see the tower of the walls. Maybe we'll stop the fact that tradition without suffering. It's a very positive song. Oh, we saw thee not when thou didst come to this poor world of sin and death, nor yet beheld thy cottage home in that disguise in Nazareth. But we begin thy footsteps run in streets and plains, thou Son of God. But we as a further encouragement after the lessons.